If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad Hussein's program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the studio.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to have you back in the studio. You always kindly accept our offer and invitation to come to the studio and shed light on the jurisprudential laws. And some of these laws, or the episodes, actually, a couple of episodes ago, that we have started a series of discussions regarding partnership or shirka, according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. And I'd like to ask you this question at the beginning of this episode, if you don't mind. Two people set up a company. Both of them had a stake in the business to meet the setting up cost, including sarghufli. And I need to discuss what sarghufli is, you know. It's a kind of down payment, but with the difference that actually it's not included in the payment at all, the cost of that, for example, store or shop. Well, that had been paid for the property. One of the two partners left the business, taking with him his share of the capital. The other partner has continued running the business. The partner who opted out is claiming that he should be given a share of the transactions concluded by the existing partner. What is the ruling in this matter? What is the Sharia law?
Well, thank you for the question and also the explanation given by you for the term sarghufli. I know we have many audience, many people who are listening to us, and some of the words we use are very much difficult to understand because they are technical terms.
They're jargon.
Yeah, they are jargons, and of course, unless a person is well informed in the matter of religious issues, he cannot understand or grasp the technical terms.
Yes.
So, when it comes to your question, of course, ownership of premises or sarghufli, it's sometimes translated as key money, alone does not entitle someone to ongoing profits.
Mm-hmm.
Profit comes from having capital actively invested in the business. The individual in the question you raised does not have any capital invested. He has already left. He has already taken a share. And so he cannot claim any kind of profits in the ongoing business profits. If one partner withdraws his share of the capital, generally speaking, and he leaves, he no longer has any right to profits from future transactions made by the remaining partner. That's for sure, and that makes sense. It's very clear. But he does not retain rights to profits generated from transactions made before they break up.
Mm-hmm.
In proportion to, I would say that this is my another issue. I would say that that individual, before the transaction was made, he is entitled to the profit made, and before he departed, before he left the partnership, if there was any profit made, of course he is entitled to the profits.
Mm.
And after he left, the partnership, of course he has no right, because he does not have any share, any stake, and to claim for any profits. So after separation, the remaining partner bears both risk and benefit of the business alone, and no one else can claim any kind of profits.
I see. Thank you very much, Javed, for your explanation. Let's take a short break, and then when we come back after the break, we continue our program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad Hossein's program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to the concept of partnership according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khomeini. Sheikh Javed, we are talking about partnership, and sometimes the family members are involved and they are partners. Right. To a kind of contract or any sort of enterprise and business. And sometimes we know that the family members do not follow the same path.
Right.
Some of them, in fact, are attracted to different ideologies and set of doctrines. They have their own agendas. And not to mention, they might follow their own religion.
Right.
All right?
Yes.
So if you have a company involving your family members.
Yes.
And sometimes there is the fear that if you give them the right and share of the company that you have established together and jointly, in fact, established or set up.
Yes.
They might end up, in fact, spreading their own agendas, which some of which might be non-Islamic or even anti-Islamic.
Detrimental.
Right? Yes, detrimental and harmful to, for example, the path of or the religion and way of Islam.
Right.
So is it permissible for us actually to deny, for example, other members of the family, let's say, for example, your sister, my sister, the right to take away their share in the company for fear that she might use the funds she will acquire in the projects that serve to spread non-Islamic or un-Islamic practices?
Right. Well, it's not permissible to deny a partner, even one's sister, one's brother, one's father, anyone.
Yes.
It's not permissible to deny a partner access to his or her rightful share of a company or inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
And ownership rights cannot be restricted based on assumptions about how someone might spend their money. Okay.
Right.
Even if there is a legitimate concern that they might use their share for sinful purposes, like gambling, like buying things which are haram, illicit.
Right.
So this assumption does not give you the license to prevent or to deny her right, to deprive her of her right. You should give her share of the property. And once she takes, let's say it's your sister, if she takes her share, she is accountable before God for how she spends it, right? The other partners have no right to block her, but they do have a duty of amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil.
I see.
If she uses her wealth for unlawful activities, so she must simply be advised not to use that. Otherwise, everybody is held responsible for his or her own
actions.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much, Shavi. Thanks for the answer. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to the concept of partnership according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, when we talk about partnership and cooperation or shirka, there are some key terms coming up.
Right.
All right?
Yes.
And it's like you are walking on thin ice,
yeah,
basically.
Course.
Sometimes
or
you have to be...
Just as Imam Ali said, an ant walking on a smooth surface.
Yes.
Yes.
So we must be very much careful and tactful and graceful when it comes to partnership, because there is the fear and risk of falling into the trap of riba,
right,
or usury.
Yes.
Right? So what are the conditions, what are the requirements, in fact, for a partnership to be safe or safeguarded by the Islamic laws? So what are the conditions of riba and usury?
Yes. Well, riba is a term used by Muslim scholars, and the right word is usury or interest. I would say that riba is an additional amount stipulated in a business transaction, making one of the parties to give a portion, an addition to the principal amount received by him.
Mm-hmm.
It is part of the agreement. If such an agreement is made, like for example, I give you $100 and I make you accept that you will return me the principal amount as well as some additional amount, which is like $120, $110.
Yes.
So if there is such an agreement, this agreement is forbidden. It is unlawful and the Islamic Sharia never endorses it. So I will not own the extra amount. Okay, if I give you $100,000, and you, without me asking you for any additional amount, because you have delayed, because you want to compensate for my act of kindness, you want to pay an additional amount, there is no problem in receiving it. And the Quran explicitly mentions that it's okay to return an additional amount as an act of compensation, because there was no agreement between you to give him an additional amount, but you, out of kindness, you give some additional amount. That's good.
Yes.
Good to do so. So any homogeneous commodity exchanged with a condition that the person, the recipient, will give an extra amount of the same thing or anything, even if it's in the form of doing an act for someone,
like providing
a service. Again, it's forbidden, it is unlawful, and the service provided is haram. And so both the parties must make sure that they do not fall into the trap of riba. Otherwise, it's going to affect their life and affect their children, affect the their business.
Yeah, the money earned from riba is haram, isn't it?
Yes, of course, it is haram.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, and thank you, my dear audience, for listening to your own program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio, whereby we try to deal with some of the jurisprudential laws related to partnership according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Until another show, I bid you farewell. Keep us in your du'as. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.